Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with a windbag, and that is Susan
Baxter.
I'm just going, Susan Baxter. It's so fun to visit with you, Susan. And we're going to talk a little bit more about windbags, but let's talk first about an event that the windbags are sponsoring, and it's sort of an annual Relay for Life event.
It is, and this is the 10th year celebration for the windbags itself, but our 7th year of riding for the Relay for Life event, and that will be Saturday, June the 15th. So it's coming up fast, and we will meet at 601 Walnut Street, the parking lot north of the TW Auto Sales here in Atlantic. Some of the old school people will know that's the old Safeway parking lot. There's been other businesses in there, but that's where we're going to meet at 11:30, leave about 12.
Okay, now the windbags is related to motorcycles. Does everybody have to ride a motorcycle on this Relay for Life event?
Absolutely not. You bring a van load of people, or I don't know if you want to do your bicycle, but four-wheelers maybe not on the highway, but it's just to have a good time and raise some money for Relay, so however you feel comfortable.
Okay. So we do want to mention something else about 11:30, because the people who are going on the ride meet one place. But if you're not going on the ride?
If you're not going on the ride, you're welcome to go to the Roadhouse in Marnie, which we will be at later on for an auction. And they should have pork sandwiches and trimmings starting at 11:30, but just during the lunch hour. And then we will be back there later for the auction.
Okay. So whether you're riding or not, there's really something you can do. But let's talk about, if you're going on this Relay for Life event, the motorcycle or vehicle ride, we talked about meeting at 11:30. What happens next?
Then we're going to leave and go on about a 90-mile ride. We're going to stop first in Cumberland, then up to Kimbleton, over to Avoca, with our last stop at the Roadhouse in Marnie by 3:30. It's a little shorter ride, but we've tried to do this on two different days in the past, and it just seems that it works better to have it all at one time. And then, of course, we're going to have an auction with Kirk Henningsen at 4 p.m., and there's some crazy items.
In the list, I'm going, that looks really interesting. You have some very creative people. And just by saying the name, they may not know what it is, but kind of tell us what some of those things are.
Well, we first have on this flyer, it's called a metal wood art. It's a woman made of metal pieces of cars and springs and a vent off of an old hog house. And it's just, it's kind of a crazy creation. Dean Forsman's the one that put it together and welded it. We have a window weight piano. The old houses had window weights in them, and that's my crazy concoction. And then a sliding door that's cut down, clear down to size, but it has a mahogany-looking frame around it. So it's something that's got a little weight to it, but you can it's really to be hung outside in a tree. There is a Caterpillar exhaust pipe saxophone. Took off the top, twisted it around, welded it. Jim Riggs welded that for me, and we put bolts and washers to make it appear like it's a saxophone. That's been out on the tree hanging up. And metal art, Harley Davidson signs. We have barn board paintings. We have an owl house, very nice. A nylon double seated cover lawn chair that has those plugins for your phone so you can listen to music. I know it sounds like I don't know what I'm talking about, but and we have a portable fire pit, a Harley Davidson picnic cooler, a canvas leather can or bottle carrier, porcelain sun, and just lots of other, really some nice things, some homemade, but they're yard art, which is real popular. So just come and check it out.
It sounds like to me, even if you're not going on the ride, if you've never been on this ride, you should show up at Marnie at about 3:30 or 4, just so you can see all these things, and of course bid on them, because all this money is going to Relay for Life. And then you have another opportunity in addition to the actual auction. You can take another chance on a raffle.
We have a raffle, or we're selling raffle tickets on the ride, but also we'll have that available at the Roadhouse when we get back. One of the items is a iron yard art from Kip Nachman, and then we have a metal sign that's a female firefighter on a vintage bike that we got from Stephen's Cycle. So either one, you could get raffle tickets for either one.
Okay.
I might add that with the food and the ride, it is both going to be free will donations. So it's not a pre-priced ride this year. We've done that in the past forever, and we're just kind of changing it up a little bit. So everything, absolutely everything, will go to the Relay for Life.
Lots of opportunities for people to help out for the Relay for Life, between the actually going on the ride, the food, the auction, the raffle. I mean, and I think you ought to show up just to see these things. People have been very creative in putting all this together.
Well, thank you. And we have one more crazy thing, okay, which I can't wait to tell you. We have a jail available for those having too much fun, which I don't know about you, but I've been known to do that myself. And it's a $5 bond to get out. And again, that money goes to Relay. And it's very innocent, and it's not that you have to do anything too crazy.
So, Susan, could I come and put you in jail? Does that cost me anything to put you in jail?
No, you can suggest that I need to go there. I'm sure I'll be there quite a bit of the day.
But then people want to get you out as well as all the other people, and so then it's just $5 to get you out. I know that's been a very popular kind of thing to do at a number of events. So that's, it just adds to the fun. That's one on your little poster. It says fun, laughter, music, and food. What a great combination.
It really is, and we do have a good time. We try to keep it down a little bit, but we also really you know, we want to be supportive of the Relay for Life. And, you know, we just have so many friends that just are getting cancer or have cancer. And it's just, it's like in the water we drink. It's just crazy out there. And we just need to keep helping. And that's one way we can do it.
Susan, and I didn't ask you this ahead of time, and so you may not be able to answer, but I'm thinking in those 7 years, if you added up all the money you'd raised for cancer, it has to be, I'm thinking, hundreds of thousands.
It would be nice if I could say that, but I know in the 10 years that we've been doing this, we have raised over $43,000 for various benefits, for Shop with a Cop, the food pantry, that sort of thing, Red Cross, and of course, Relay for Life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I know you always announce that. It's always kind of fun if you come to the dinner that the survivors are there, and you come in and announce how much you've collected, and it's always like, wow, this is really, really a great gift. So I want to just ask a couple questions about the wind bags. Kind of, you know, how did that get going, and what do you do besides go out and ride?
Well, we a couple of us ladies got together about 10 years ago and wanted to do a ride, and not just for women, although the first couple years we did have a separate women ride to encourage women to ride motorcycles. There's a lot of motorcycles out there. Windbags seem appropriate just because we are real windy. but it was mostly just you kind of like to put a name on something so people know who to get a hold of. We have been asked to do benefits for people that are suffering through medical difficulty. Not necessarily are they all bikers, they're just people that have needed our help. And as I said, this is our 10 year that we have been doing this for our community, because that's what we need to do. We all need to pitch in and be helpful.
So if somebody wanted to become a member, is there a fee, or who do they contact? I'm sure that's you, but you know, how do you become a member? How do you become a windbag?
There is absolutely no cost for that. There's just an interest. If you want to come and be a part of our group, be helpful, volunteer, that sort of thing with whatever we're doing. And that's really what we do. We just get together and ride. And to your other question, no, there's not really anything else that we do. Some of us go out to eat for supper, but usually it's to plan the events. So it's not a thing we get together all the time for.
Well, I know that you have a good time together. Again, the date for this Relay for Life event and time?
Saturday, June the 15th at 11:30 in Atlantic on 601 Walnut, if you're going to ride or drive. If not, meet us up in Marnie at 3:30 for our auction with Kirk Henningsen.
All right. Thank you so much, Susan Baxter, for visiting with us. And for you and all the other windbags, thank you for what you do. Until next time, here's a thought from Peter Drucker. The best way to predict the future is to create it.